We're saving you a seat at the table. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Well, the legislative session is over, but this girl's never done working. State Representative Kara Rochelle is back with us, represents the Valley. Always love chatting with you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You seem less stressed than last time I talked to you.
Laser focused during session.
Right? No, and a lot got done, certainly. Mm-hmm. I know there were certain things that you were very focused on, and you really hone in, obviously, on Ansonia, Derby, the Valley, obviously. What would you say were big wins for this area?
For this area? So, it's been, you know, there's been no secret about the fact that Ansonia was having serious financial problems that had to get solved to try to shield and protect our taxpayers. So, in both towns, we fought really hard statewide to get increased education funding, to get increased investments in our towns to help shield residents across the state from tax increases and help to blunt the worst of that. And so there was huge increases in education funding for our towns, which was really important, you know, because of the financial strain, particularly in Ansonia, they were concerned about having to let teachers go. And because of the funding that came in from the state, they did not have to do that, which was really great to see. And then in addition, we got a bailout for Ansonia because they were really in a tough way.
I noticed that. Was that, that's what the fuel cell, was that what it
was? So this was just independent of the fuel cell, but I also got a bill done around the fuel cell issue.
I saw that in your newsletter.
Yeah, it was kind of like between the two projects, it worked out to basically a straitjacket for the town. They were legally in a bind where they couldn't move either one forward. They were going to get sued by one of the companies.
Right.
They didn't fit into any regulatory process in order to be able to move either project forward. So it was a big old mess. We had some creative and very targeted legislation that was several sections long in an area of policy that I don't normally delve into, but I learned a heck of a lot about fuel cells. And we got some policy through. It's going to create a pathway for Ansonia to go through the regulatory process and get a $4.5 million annual monkey off of its back.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big deal because we tried to dive into that story. It was very hard to get anyone to talk about it. A, because it's very complicated, but B, because it was things that were before a now new administration. And again, you're talking about a lot of different entities involved in that deal. But mm-hmm. we really couldn't get much further. It just seemed like a very big problem for Ansonia residents that I thought, man, they're going to foot the bill on this for a long time, it seemed.
Yeah, the equivalent of the problem was about a 15% tax increase.
Right.
And
which is nothing to scoff at. That's a
no,
big deal.
I mean, that's
especially just with revals and everything else that's going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so because of the budget crisis that was going on in Ansonia between the fuel cell problem and the budgetary issues, in order to break even, if you didn't increase a penny on either side, school or city, you still had to institute a 26% tax increase.
It's a big deal.
Oh yeah, and they were able to shave it down to now they're proposing a 6%,
okay,
which is a 20% reduction. You know, 20 points. Reduced. And so that was through efficiencies, that was through extra money from the state, that was through fixing things like the fuel cell. So a lot of work was done. Proud of those guys.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And, you know, you had mentioned that there were major investments put into education, and, mm-hmm. and we saw that across the entire state.
Yeah.
My only concern, and I know, Representative Rochelle, you, I always think of you as like a bulldog. I feel like every single legislative session, you are up there and you are so focused on your cities. And I love that about you. But the thing that I worry about, and I don't know if you feel the same way, was that this is a one-time investment. I don't know what this is going to mean after we get through next year and we are back to budget cycles, what we're going to see as far as schools are concerned. Like I was talking this morning to a second grade teacher. She was awesome. And one of the things she brought to my attention, which really made me feel very out of touch, was there's a lack of funding, I guess, for special programs and field trips, for example. And like the story she was telling me, I felt, I don't know, I didn't feel good about it. I didn't feel good about the fact that kids in Derby, for example, don't have the experience of like going to a local farm or going to an aquarium or going out because there's just no money for that. So again, glad in the major investments right now, but is that something that you're going to have to focus on for a more sustainable future?
Yeah, so here's the thing. There's been increases, especially I follow the money for Ansonia and Derby. It's funny, I brought my charts with me and everything.
You always do. I love that about you.
I have every
you
penny
always have
back
your night
to when I started.
Always has her notes.
So there's been increases every single year in both my towns because historically going back generations, certain towns were underfunded.
Yes.
So we got to technical per the formula of full funding in the current fiscal year that's just ending now. And then we threw money on top of that with what we did in the budget that starts on July 1st. But there's also, the governor put in what he calls, you know, a blue ribbon panel. What does that mean? That's just words, but it's not just words. That is getting all of the top experts in the state together, all of the people who are stakeholders in this issue, to look at every inch of the current formulas and funding mechanisms and do a full overhaul, which is so needed and so important. The intent of, you know, I know that as a legislator myself, I think that you wouldn't find a single legislator in the state that wants to decrease a penny in funding. So I think what you're going to see is increases across the board again next year, and a formula that is a little more nuanced and hopefully has a permanent funding mechanism that we can just kind of have something reliable that people can look at.
And right. And yeah. I think he just named all the members this month to the Blue Ribbon, yeah. I believe. And I think their first report is due in January, if yep. I remember dates as well as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. So I am very encouraged about that, and that'll come out before the next legislative session. So yep. that is a really good thing. We have Representative Kara Rochelle here. I know one of the things you talked about when you were last on the show was there were a lot of efforts to better support. I knew you had the notes. Better support, better fund, better be there for firefighters, for example. I mean, any update on that?
Yeah. So it was a very productive session for first responders. You know, for those that don't know, I'm the daughter of a 50-year volunteer firefighter. He was a chief. He taught the regional fire school. So I always describe it as ever since I was old enough to read, I was stealing dad's fire magazines and reading about nozzles and hydrants and all these types of things. So my knowledge on this issue goes way back, and my fascination. You know, every kid wants to be like their dad. I was totally. Drawing pictures as a firefighter as a child.
I love that.
The things that we got done this year, there was some major improvements for the first responders. So for all first responders, police, fire, and EMS, setting up a tuition waiver program for colleges and universities and a home buyers program. You know, it's expensive. Like, it's really hard to buy a home these days. And yeah. so having this program so that, you know, we can have lower interest rates and down payment assistance.
And they can live closer to the towns or cities they're serving,
exactly,
right? That's kind of
exactly.
the goal there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and really and truly, you know, the especially in the fire service, the average age of a firefighter for volunteers is going up. There's not as many young people going in. They're working. They got families. They're busy.
Right.
So what's better than having a way to be able to buy a home versus renting, to be able to say, you know what, I want to go back to school and get my business degree or whatever the heck it is, and be able to have that as well. So mm-hmm. this is real opportunity. And then for other firefighters, the other things that we got done, so junior firefighter programs is when you have the high schoolers that get involved.
Yes.
And more fire companies across the state want to set up these programs. So we put a grant program together so that we can give funding to junior firefighter programs across the state.
That's awesome.
To help. Yeah, very excited about that. And shout out, Insonia has a program and they're doing great. We're so proud of those young men and women. And then we also got, for the first time in I think a couple decades, increased funding for all of our regional fire schools.
That's great.
So they can offer free and reduced cost classes and live burns. Live burns is when they actually have these, like, you know, buildings and they burn hay. They do simulated,
and you get to experience a
yep,
burn
practice.
That doesn't actually. Yeah, yeah. That's amazing. I think you already answered this question before, so don't kill me for asking again. But does that include volunteer firefighters when we talk about the benefits of the,
yes.
the education and the that's right.
Yes.
I thought so.
Oh, I made sure.
Yeah. You're like, listen, so let me tell you.
Yeah, this is an area where I have my hands all over the policy. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, a group project with all of these bills. But I specialize in workforce development bills, in first responder bills. It's kind of my areas that I really
you care
work
about
on.
It.
Yeah, and then I also So it's one more thing for the firefighters, and I got to tell you about this other thing called surveillance pricing.
Okay. Oh, yes. We had Brian Caffarelli on about this.
Oh.
Were you part of that?
Oh, yeah. No, I helped write the bill to ban it.
Oh, okay. Because, he was talking about it this week on the show, Department of Consumer Protection. He was all about this.
Yeah. So I was one of the introducers.
So you're
I worked
to blame.
With
blame. I
Senator
love
Maroney.
This.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
that we're cracking down on this.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry, firefighters.
So last big thing for firefighters is, you know, God forbid somebody, you know, passes in the line of duty. We had this program and we expanded it to volunteers now. So there's a Fallen Heroes Fund, which everyone knows about now.
Yes.
There was about $100,000 from the state of Connecticut automatically to your family. But we also do 5 years of health care. And and we expand that to volunteers too. We close that loophole.
That's amazing.
So just for you know, ease of mind. And then we're also doing a study to look at seeing if we can do additional tax breaks for volunteer firefighters as well. And I'm leading
that
up as well.
Yeah. Nice. Love that. Yeah. Yes. Only because I know we're running out of time. I hear Eric telling me that. But survey, I did not realize you were part of, if
introduced
not one
it.
Of the,
yep.
You introduced this. Yep. Why did you introduce it? Because it's a big deal.
So it's, so I'm a policy nerd. I read a lot. And so surveillance pricing, for those that don't know, is when you're ordering things online, when you're ordering things on Instacart or on Uber Eats, when you're ordering things with apps, they're looking at your data. And they're looking at it and saying, oh, this person seems to be a mom, so we're going to charge her more for milk and things like that. Or this person seems to be a senior, so we're going to charge them more for medicine. Or if you're sick and you order medicine, they're going to say, you know what? People who are sick just want to feel better. They're willing to pay a little bit more for everything because they just want to feel better. So we're going to just raise the price on everything for a few days.
It's like price gouging.
It's crazy. Price gouging.
Like,
and so,
based on your data.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. And it should be illegal. So I made it illegal. I'm really proud of it.
like I'm on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
Brian Caffarelli has to figure out how to do it. He was saying this. He's like, I got a little bit of time, but it sounds incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were, so this was the first year that bills were introduced across the country. 15 states introduced bills. I did in Connecticut. I worked with an organization called the American Economic Liberties Project. It's a whole bunch of nerds and antitrust lawyers and people that are looking at issues like this and how to stop corporations from doing things like this.
Wow.
And so worked with Senator Maroney, Representative Hubert Delaney. They chair the AI caucus,
yep.
So looking at these types of issues and data protections. But this was my baby. This was the section that I walked up and said, have you looked at this one yet? We need to do this. And worked with them on it. So really proud of it. You know, picked a fight with Amazon and everybody else
love
and
that.
Won.
We yeah. love it. We love a good fight. We mm-hmm. love that. And Representative Rochelle, only because we've run out of time, I want to let people know you do Coffee with Kara actually at this very diner. It's the third Friday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
So you be here tomorrow?
Last week was the 15th. Yeah.
Last week was the 15th, and that's when she was here. But every single
third
month,
Friday of the month, 8 to about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
And follow her newsletter. That's what I do. That's how I know about the news that's going on here.
Yeah. Then you'll know about the jobs fair, the senior fair, pet care program. There's lots of fun stuff going on.
All the important stuff. And Representative Rochelle, thank you for the work that you do. And you'll be back on the show before I know it. Because you're always here and I always appreciate you giving me
always
the time.
Great to see you.
Thank you so much. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour.